The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So pilgrimage holidays are becoming hugely popular again with Irish travellers from Lourdes to Medjugorje and the Camino routes across Spain. Well, our intrepid travel reporter Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels is this morning in a place that I have to admit I'd never even heard of before, Covadonga in Asturias in northern Spain. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm
Hello
very well.
Covadonga.
What's it like there?
Absolutely beautiful. So this is the new route here. This is Asturias. And in fact, Claire, when you talk about Camino, this is where the first ever Camino, where it actually started. So this is the home in 1813 under King Alfonso, who was the first pilgrim. And they went from Oviedo here to the relic, of course, where St. James was in Santiago. So I'm actually doing the first ever where it started. I'm actually going back to the roots of it. And this is a very picturesque one because it's Asturias, I suppose, which is known as kind of green Spain. And you're up in the mountains here. It's just all this gorgeous greenery. And, you know, there's like six national parks here. The air is so fresh. It's absolutely gorgeous and a really scenic, lovely way to kind of do the Camino.
So are you in northern Spain then, as you talked to us this morning? And are you coastal northern Spain, out by the west, or where are you?
Yeah, exactly. So I came in on Saturday. So the flight goes twice a week, right, to Oviedo, which is Asturias. And I was in Gijón, which was the coastal town, on Saturday. And that's got lovely beaches. Now, just to give you an idea, I mean, Asturias is like Cornwall and Devon. It'd be about that size. It has about 1 million people. But you have lovely beaches here as well. But I'm inland now, where the Camino kind of starts. So that's where I am now. So I was last night, I was up in a place called Caleo, which is up in the mountains. And I stayed in an eco hotel, which overlooked all these beautiful, you think you'll be in, it's like you're in a tropical rainforest or something. It's absolutely stunning. So I'm inland now a little bit. And then from here, where I am now, from Oviedo, Claire, to go to Santiago, it's 2 weeks if you're actually walking. So I'm just going to do a few segments of it now, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish it. So yeah, so that's where I am. And it's beautiful. And the weather here as well, because it's green Spain in the north, it's very, the air is fresh and it's really nice, and it's not your hot sort of south of Spain.
So if you were to do this as a pilgrimage and walk the whole thing, you'd be looking at booking 2 weeks there, would you? Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really great as well is I'm actually, I hired a driver and a car here. So if you were a family,
you're being good to yourself.
I know. It's very good value. But Claire, again, just I'll touch on, I mean, we'll chat about the value. I mean, it's just such, you know, spending money here, it's just the value is amazing. So you can do a lot of things here that would cost you a lot less than it would in other places. So it's really nice because, you know, you walk about 15 kilometers or whatever, to up to 20 is the maximum. And then your driver sort of brings your luggage to your different hotels. But the lovely thing about here, Claire, is that this isn't a kind of touristy place at all. This is just authentic. Like yesterday, I was in a cider production house, which is famous, Trabanco. They're making cider for hundreds of years here. Of course, cider is huge here with the apples and with the terrain they have. And the food is really super. Like, they have amazing seafood as well. So you're eating very healthy salads and seafood and just the quality of everything. And $2.50 for a glass of wine, €15, Claire, for the menu of the day, three courses. So you can see the value. You're getting this fabulous value for money as well, as you're spiritually cleansing your soul as you wander
and
along.
And you say that there is an increase in interest and popularity when it comes to this type of a holiday.
Yeah, there is, absolutely. I mean, look, where I am now today, Covadonga, right, which you mentioned earlier, that is going way back, you know, there was a Marian shrine there. It's where the reconquest of Spain, I suppose, started, when you go back to when the Moors were here, when Spain started to become Christian again. It started here. So this fabulous history here. There's a Marian shrine here, which is, again, going way back, you know, when they found a sort of a well here. And there's massive pilgrims come here as well. well to the Marian Shrine. There's the Virgin of Covadonga, which is absolutely stunning. It's in a cave. So again, for me, this is lovely, Claire, because it's all new and it's all really fresh. You know, when you think of Yellowstone Park in America or somewhere, yes, like these national parks, this was 1918. They started the first national park here, the Picos de Europa. And over 30% of this region here in Asturias is all protected biospheres. And I remember telling you before, there's actually brown bears here in the mountains as well. So that'll give you an idea how clean and the air is and everything is fresh. So
well, watch out for those fellas now. We want you to come back to us.
Listen,
you mentioned the driver and the luggage and all of that. Are most people who are on this pilgrimage, are they doing it as an organized tour like that, where they have somebody bringing their stuff for them and they know exactly where they're going and all of this?
Yeah, there's a different mix. I mean, there was loads of different people coming over on the flight over. Now, there was people doing it themselves, that people had kind of researched it and they had backpacks with them and they were just going to do it sort of, you know, very sort of hostily refugio. So there's loads of different options. But here they have lovely like little boutique hotels, like where we stayed last night. Now you have lovely little pools and, you know, it's got all these natural springs. So, yeah, but a lot of people are doing the organized ones. Absolutely. This wouldn't be that commercial. I suppose the Camino del Francis, Claire, would be the one a lot of people would do.
Yes.
This one here, the first one that was, you know, where it started, this wouldn't be that commercial. This isn't on the kind of roads that a lot of them are. This is very scenic and mountainy. So again, it's a different type of experience. Okay. But yeah, there are people doing it self-drive, Claire. There's people doing it themselves. But I like kind of, you know, just to have, it's lovely when you have a guide and a driver who tells you all the great spots to go and eat. And you're a bit lazy, Claire, but fabulous. I love it.
Watch out for those bears now, Ed, and mind yourself. We'll see you when you're back. Ed Finn there from Ed Finn Travel, speaking to us from Spain.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.